Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, it's very difficult. I just had a very bad day. It had to do with possible some damage physically, mentally from what I've been through, the crimes that I come across from these, you know, the stresses, and from criminals who are delusional. You know, I live with near a person who thinks that I am, you know, mentally retarded, and they think that I was going to a high school and stuff like that. That's not true, but they kept saying it, so I believe that they're very dangerous. Because their delusions is what it is. Remember, delusions is where people believe something to be true despite the contrary. And someone who commits crimes with delusions is very dangerous. While most people with mental health diagnoses or anything with delusional disorder or schizophrenia are not dangerous, unfortunately I came across some individuals because of their jealousy and did not know them, target me. So it's very difficult, you know. Of course, I'm a college graduate, and I don't go to no secondary school. And being having a high IQ, at least above average IQ, I'm far from being mentally retarded. That's the truth. But when I think about it, because how sick this person is, who kept saying that. Then there was another incident where another person said, I came on to somebody, and I never did. I never did. So these people should be locked in a hospital or put in prison. I think they would be put in prison in a mental ward to get medicated. I mean, all it had to do with someone who's very dangerous and sick. I don't hang around people like that. Don't blame me for putting her or somebody on the street or something. There's no way I could do that. If I was to blame somebody for something like that, I have to know directly, see them directly, and know that it happened. But I stay away from people who are not well mentally, because if you're not well, I can't hang around those type of people. They can, you know, especially a whacked individual who's sick. Now, delusions, someone who's delusional and committing crimes should be, is extreme danger of hurting people. We've seen this with several incidents, mass shootings, all kinds of things. People got murdered, killed because of some delusions. And I had to deal with that when someone stalked me for 15 years. Because of their delusion. They don't know me. They just, it's kind of like you live nearby or you saw me nearby or something and you don't know me directly and you just start being obsessed. So that's the danger. I mean, they could be a drug addict too. It's no excuse. They're dangerous. Drugs can cause people to be delusional or alcohol. So I have to be careful. You know, we don't deal with strangers by going around banging on their window or following them around or saying things that ain't true. And they make these individuals make make the assessment, oh, I'm just doing it to make them angry. They keep saying it over and over and over again. They believe their own, they say it over again until they believe their own lies. And they really truly believe that I'm mentally retarded or I came onto them because I've never been around them. I don't come onto other people. And make up another story. You walk past somebody you don't even know, and then they said they're shaking their ass at me. That's sick. That's sick. Someone who said I'm an angel or whatever. you know what, I am not no angel, I'm a human being. I consider that delusional, you know. I can't live near somebody like that because of the stalking, following me in the car, all around, committing ID theft. These individuals even threatened me. I had to get restraining orders. They kept coming around me. They made statements they did not want to see me succeed, made false allegations to schools because they had this sickness. The sickness was so bizarre. They have made statements that they violated my civil rights with a device or something. Based on evidence, and it is a probable situation. I have not seen anything, so I would say no. But the gossip and in the window, the graphic descriptions that tells me that it may be true. So I'm getting somebody just to make sure it isn't, because I need more evidence to say that. Now, on the other side of the coin, you know, I'm doing everything I can because I can't hang around someone who I don't know and who target me and say things that ain't true and believe something ain't true. You know, with the numbers, I live next door to them too. I lived in South Central. I did not live in South Central ever. I was in a retarded special class. That is not true. So I have to make sure I'm safe. Because I had some very horrific experiences with criminals. And delusional criminals are capable of extreme harm if they don't get on medications. Thank you from Dove Knight.